We are honored to have Brother Mustafa Carroll, who is involved in Council on American Islamic Relations, the Texas chapter, and he's the executive director. And his speech today will be regarding unity and civil liberties, and he's going to shed more light on that, and definitely that will be beneficial for those individuals who want to learn more about it. So please recite aloud salawat and welcome Brother Mustafa Carroll.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, alhamdulillah. Well, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalat wa salat wa ajma'in wa nasta'inahu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharikala. Wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's indeed an honor for me to be here in this day of unity, talking about our beloved Imam Hussein, and relating that story as it relates to civil rights and civil liberties. Did I do that? As the brother said, I'm with the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Houston, Texas chapter. I'm the executive director for that chapter, and it is an honor to serve this community. And CARE is the largest civil rights organization in this country. We have over 30 chapters nationwide. And we do a kaleidoscope of activities that help to protect our civil rights and civil liberties. One of the things is that most of our work involves a lot of outreach, so we build bridges to unite people across cultures and across ethnicities, across religions, etc. We also advocate for Muslims and we defend civil rights, so we actually take civil rights cases. And let me assure you that we do have some challenges in terms of that civil rights, and that is most of what we do is outreach. We've done well over 60 outreach events within the last year. We also do inreach to our community, which includes actually going to mosques, organizations, temples, synagogues, etc., and we speak about civil rights and civil liberties in terms of knowing your rights. How to approach law enforcement, when to engage law enforcement, how to do this, etc. And many of the cases, 40% or better of the cases that we take have to do with employee discrimination complaints. 25% have to do with law enforcement or federal law enforcement, where people are being called by some of our federal law enforcement agencies, namely the FBI. When I'm going to tell you now, like we tell most people, if you're going to speak to the FBI, make sure you have an attorney. But if you're approached by the FBI, understand that it is strictly voluntary whether or not you want to talk to them. So you can actually say, I appreciate what you all do, but I'd rather not talk to you, and that can be it. So just so you know that there's no obligation for you to ever talk with an FBI agent at any time, whether being arrested or not, it's important for the community to know that. In the same token, I also want you to know that we are not against the FBI, but I'm telling you what's in your best interest, because you can misspeak, you can say the wrong thing, and that can be held against you, and the FBI can actually extrapolate from that conversation that you lied to them, and that's against the law. And if you do that, you can go to jail. So because we are subject to make error, I wanted to make it clear, because a lot of people don't know that. And again, if you know something's bad that's going to happen, if you know that there's somebody going to hurt someone or what, call the FBI, call local law enforcement, etc. So we're not against them, but I'm telling you what's in your best interest. And any civil rights organization worth their salt is going to tell you the same thing. Any attorney worth his salt is going to tell you the same thing. If you ever have any challenges like this, please call us. And the reason I'm spending a little bit of time on this is because we get a lot of calls regarding this on a daily basis. One of the things that when we talk about civil rights, if we look at historically, and I would say civil rights, it's human rights. Because from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Imam Hussein, his wonderful grandson, who actually picked up the mantra that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, carried. His whole movement was about human rights, was about civil rights, was about justice. And the thing that was so important in terms of this mantra as carried by Imam Hussein was that he carried the mantra of justice. But one of the things that Dr. Khan even just mentioned, that it was the foundation of that was on taqwa, God consciousness, that he had perseverance. One thing that I'm finding in terms of the character of individuals of their stature, and I often like to try to see if I even meet that standard. And I'm ashamed to say that I don't even meet the standard that our holy prophet and his beloved companions and our beloved Imam carried, because they stood on their faith and their God consciousness and their belief in God to do right and to stand up and to speak truth to power. That when he was approached, and you know the history of Imam Hussein was, looked like ran from one place to the next, but he stood firmly on his faith and he stood firmly for justice, even to his own demise. Now, when I think about that, can I do that? Will I do that? I would hope that I would. But that is our example. Now, that doesn't come without a price. No freedom, no liberties, no human rights, no civil rights. All of that comes with a price. As the saying goes, freedom is not free. And we are experiencing, we're at a time in America where the whole country is not against us. It appears like that sometimes. But it's a minority of folks who actually hate Muslims. But that minority is very vocal, and that minority's voice is reaching to many, many entities within our society. It's reaching to the common persons, it's reaching to our elected officials, it's reaching the media, and the propaganda machine is in full force and in full bloom. In our latest report that CARE put out about civil rights and civil liberties and the state of Islamophobia in America today, there's an industry within the last 3 years that has spent over $119 million to put propaganda out about Islam and Muslims. And when you think about that, let's talk about how much money have we spent to combat that propaganda. We're not even close. But it's a concerted effort by persons who have decided that they are at war with Muslims, or that it's profitable to talk about Muslims in negative ways. And the best defense that we have against, well, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without him, you know, we don't have any other choices. But it's important for us when we talk about civil rights, civil liberties, and unity. If you study those movements, if you study the civil rights movement in this country and any other movement, unity was a key component in making sure that we assure the rights of everyone. And so CARE doesn't just fight for Muslims, but because we fight for Muslims and because of the things that affects Muslims, it impacts everyone else. And so we are honored, but we are also challenged to actually lead or initiate this fight. We don't do it without you. And it's important for all of us to understand that until we become more unified. And I was so thankful that they called and said that this was a program about unity, because I pray to Allah that we brings this community together. And I can assure you that CARE is not an organization that supports one group or another. We are a group that supports everyone. We support the Ummah in Houston. Whether you're Ahmadi, whether you're Shia, whether you're Sunni, whether you're 12 or 5% or Nation of Islam, we support Muslims. We support people who look like Muslims, and we support people who say they're Muslims. And when you come and need help from us, we don't differentiate between what type of Muslim you are. We cannot afford to do that, and this community cannot afford to be disunited. So it is very important for us to really continue to stress this issue of unity. Now, if you look at our leaders, our holy prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of his companions, the great Sahabas, his family, those persons built unity on taqwa, on faith, on that commonality. And as the brother was saying before, we're not looking at the smaller things that we disagree with, but let's look at the great bigger picture. We all have the same kalimat. We all have the same imam, the same prophet, etc. Let's unite on those things. But it is ultimately, and it is very critical that we unite when we talk about civil rights. Many of our shortcomings in terms of our ability to serve this community come from the fact that we can't openly discuss issues that are critical to the community within our various Islamic organizations. That has got to change. CARE doesn't work for CARE. We work for the community. So it's very important that we do this. And if, inshallah, I'm praying, and anytime that you call us, and anytime that you want us, we'll be there. But we have got to stress this throughout our entire community, because it cannot happen without you. One of the things that we'd like, I'd like to give just a few remedies in terms of bringing about some unity, and they're probably gonna, I'm probably right on the same vein as everyone who's come before. But one of the things that I've seen in this community is that we have got to mature in order for us to have unity. There's no way, and I don't know a relationship, and then if anyone else has an idea about it, I don't know any relationship, whether that be business or personal, that doesn't have conflict and that doesn't have disagreements. I've been married 37 years. I haven't found that to be true even in marriage. I don't know if you guys, I know I'm sure there's a bunch of people who understand this, but there's no way that you can have any relationship that doesn't have a difference of opinion or a conflict of interest, all right? And most of the time I'm okay, but you end up negotiating. All right, even in marriage, and brothers, I know we're supposed to be the man of our house, so, but if you've been married a while, you understand that that's a facade, all right? So the reason I'm bringing this point up is that our community needs to mature. We need to understand that we're going to have those differences, but if we all say that we worship Allah and we follow his prophet, then that should be the connection that we all share. We're going to have our differences. We're going to have disagreements in terms of how we see the world and what remedies we think need to be implemented. But we've got to come together, and we've got to do that with the best of adab that was left by our holy prophet and his companions and his family, and we've got to make that happen. We cannot have a good civil rights continuum without that. So, inshallah, I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us, strengthen our community. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the heart to come together, to give us the dialogue that it takes to reach out. We talk about coming together. We got to come and be in front of each other and talk to each other and pray for each other. We have to pray for each other in order for this to happen. It's not going to happen without our concerted effort. So I pray that Allah will protect us, that will guide us, will strengthen our families, strengthen our iman, strengthen our resolve, that we'll all come together as brothers and sisters in this deen, for the sake of this deen and for the sake of this world. And because if anything's going to happen that's going to make this world better, it can happen right here. We are all put in this. And I just want to share shortly, briefly, you know, I came into this deen between the ages of 19 and 20. I was a college student, and we had a mosque. I went to Indiana University, and we had a mosque there. And that was one mosque at Indiana University. I didn't realize till many years later that the imam there, that there were so many different sects within our group, that people were from every walk of life, every group that you can think of. And the imam there had actually allowed everyone to participate, and I never even knew that that existed. That's the spirit I'm talking about. And so, inshallah, I'm praying that all of us will understand that without that type of unity and that type of love for our community, we are going to be very challenged to have a very effective civil rights continuum. So again, Jazakallah Khairun for having us. I really appreciate coming here. I'm going to have to leave shortly after because I have another program I have to get to in a few hours, and I got to get ready for it. But I am indeed excited about this opportunity, and I don't want this to be the last time that we come together. So Jazakallah Khairun. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.